This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new union-supported DOL rule will require employers to disclose in government filings any anti-union consultant they hire to develop plans or policies for supervisors involved in attempting to persuade workers who create materials that will be distributed to the workplace for this reason and who lead seminars on how to discourage workers from forming unions or bargaining collectively. In addition to disclosing the hiring of a consultant, the employers will have to disclose the fees involved. Following a recent fire on a megabus wiping out most passengers, it's worth remembering that when passengers ride megabus, that the company's terms and conditions state that megabus assumes no liability for the loss of or damage of baggage in excess of $250, leaving most riders out of luck. Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida and recent presidential candidate, endorsed Ted Cruz, becoming the most prominent member of the Republican establishment to support the Texas senator as he tries to slow Donald Trump's efforts to capture the presidential nomination. Three feminine activists have been acquitted of exhibitionism for a topless protest staged at former International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn as he arrived at his trial for aggravated pimping in February 2015. An independent panel investigating the Flint water crisis laid blame directly on Governor Rick Snyder's office, concluding that inept state employees in charge of supervising water quality and state-appointed emergency managers ignored mounting problems with the city water supply and stubbornly disregarded signs of widespread contamination. Task force also concluded that the environmental injustice had contributed to the government's slow-footed response to complaints from Flint residents about the foul and discolored water that was making them sick. Flint residents, who are majority black or African American, and among the most impoverished of any metropolitan area in the United States, did not enjoy the same degree of protection from environmental and health hazards as that provided to other communities, the report concluded. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.